end the show for today. And to get us in a little bit of a celebration spirit, Little Eva with Little Eva's second release and her biggest smash hit, The Locomotion from 1962. Also in there from Wand Records, the singularly named Eloise and You Should Have Treated Me Right. The only single ever released by Laurie Darnell, at least under the name Laurie Darnell, written by Ellie Greenwich and Mark Barkham. Nothing Went Right for Laurie Records. And before that, we heard Soul Meets Girl Group with the Society Girls. And you get 10 points if you actually know what SPCLG means. What's that an acronym for? Baltimore native Dolores Lynn gave us The Searches On, her only single, although she had a very long and soulful career. And before that, we heard from the Taffies, who put out three singles. This one is my favorite, and this is a flip side. Bongo Man from Amy Records in 1965, and we started that set with Judy Hughes and Fine, 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 her only single. She was the wife of Al Capps, who was a writer, producer, musician, and Judy was obviously an incredibly talented singer. It was released originally on Vault Records in 1965. I hope you had as much fun as I did listening to all these girl groups. It's always great to take an hour away from the everyday and a lot of the stress that everybody is under right now and just have a little mini getaway. And I'm so glad you do it here with me every week. Next up is Rotations. And then don't forget tomorrow, the kickoff of your long weekend, starting with Joe Bielock at 2 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul Radio stream. And a great day of Friday programming. I mentioned earlier that the Ventures always do our closing theme. You're hearing it right now to take us out once again. Hope you all have a great weekend. Good night, everyone.
Everybody. go ahead, put your boob in my scotch. Make your bubble strut, bump all the walls back. Wiggle that room, keep pumping those buns and spill that drink. I'll sell you a tube top. I'll sell you some panties. I'll sell you a jacket. What you want? Show me your teeth. Turn up the helmet up, man. Turn up the immune system in the monitor. Turn up the hey! No, I ain't gonna. Yes, I am. Shut up! Bob Love the Third. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Yeah, New York. Yeah, Manhattan.
Song here called Hot House. The Hot House.
Was rain. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rotations. It is the third week of May, and I am Miss Christina Ginger here with you for the next hour. But before I get into the music that we played in that first set, I just want to say that it is the third anniversary month of the Rotations program, and I would like to wish my fellow DJs, Daisy Lacey, Vivi, Les the DJ, and Miss Meta, all a happy anniversary and a congratulations. And I'd also like to say thank you to all of you, the listeners, for supporting us in so many ways throughout the years, during our fundraisers, or even just on a weekly basis, chatting and talking and engaging with the music with us. It really means so much to all of us. So thank you. All right, let's get into what we played. I planned an all CD set tonight. I know it sounds very weird, but it is a retro thing at this point, right? All CDs, no vinyl, no digital, just from my collection. So we started off the show tonight with Bob Log III doing one-man band Boom. This comes off of the 2003 release Log Bomb. And back in the day, I used to run a little personal website, and I actually have a show review of this show that I saw of his on April 1st of 2003 up at the Bug Jar in Rochester. And I basically said that he was absolutely insane and oh so wonderful, and I was so impressed with him, and it was not a show to be missed. I'm sure that my 2025 self would still agree with my 2003 self, and my 2025 self is also not going to tell you the name of that website that I used to run. Following Bob Log III, we had the Lost Crusaders doing their song There Used to Be a River, a song that's somewhat about the transience of the city, or really any place when it comes to things being preserved and things being knocked down. And the Lost Crusaders were a bit of a supergroup circa 2008, featuring Michael Chandler of the Raunch Hands, Joey Valentine of the Star Spangles, Buffy Aguero, Brian McBride, Johnny Vignault, Jerome Jackson, Steve Greenfield, and also featuring heavy players on the album such as Keith Strang, Laura Cantrell, Matt Verderay, and John Spencer. After the Lost Crusaders, speaking of celebrating New York, we had the Yeah Yeah Yeahs doing Yeah New York. This comes off of a UK maxi single that I received when I was doing some radio station work in college. And you can find it now on compilations, but it was not released at the time. And the CD also has a CD-ROM video on it, but I don't have a CD-ROM anymore. So if anyone has one of those, let me know, and I can come over and we can try to play this song. Following the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, we had X doing Hot House. This is a live performance that was aired on WLIR out of Long Island on November 12th, 1983. The live show took place at my father's place, And this song just sounds fantastic. I would say that they're probably at the top of their game. And sadly, it's probably one of the last times they would actually come to the East Coast before quite a respite. I think about a 20-year respite before they came back. But they were just really fantastic. Everything is just at the best it could be in this. As I said, this was aired on WLIR. I will post a link to it. Cousin of mine made this into a CD for me, which is why it made the CD cut. But I will post a link to the actual show if you care to hear it and download it and listen to it as well. And following X, we had the Four Shames out of Orlando, Florida, another bit of a supergroup, so to speak. And the Four Shames were doing their version of Way Down South, which is a Keith Strang sung Fleshtones song. And you can definitely hear that in Shadow Pearson's vocals. This comes off of The Vindicated, a Fleshtones tribute, which was released by the Dirty Water Records label, I believe circa 2008. And following the Four Shames, we had classics, the Ravenettes doing Beat City off of the Whip It On EP. And for those of you in the New York area, I know the Ravenettes are playing, I believe, in October or November, but sometime in the fall they will be coming here and playing. And if you've never seen them live, really, really good. And I actually would love to go to that show. Following the Ravenettes, we had the Glass Family doing House of Glass. This comes off of the Hallucinations, Psychedelic Pop Nuggets from the WEA Vaults, which was released by the Rhino Handmade imprint in the early 2000s. And closing off that set, we had Mirrors hailing out of Cleveland, Ohio. They were doing a song entitled How Could I? And this comes off of their self-released compilation of unreleased but recorded 70s material that they did. Mirrors were hugely part of the Cleveland punk and post-punk scene. You can definitely hear some Velvet Underground influence. Okay, a lot of Velvet Underground influence, but there could be far worse things to be influenced by. I have talked way too much. We are going to move in to the second set of music. We're going to start it off with a song from an album that I received on Christmas of 1999. This is Beck doing Broken Train off of the Midnight Vultures album.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna break.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk about that second set of music. We started it off with Beck doing Broken Train off of the Midnight Vultures album, as I mentioned before. The Midnight Vultures album is not one of his most highly regarded albums. It's not one of my favorite albums of his, but every now and then I try to go back and really listen to albums that I think might have received a bit of a raw deal. And this is one of them, and I always try to find something new, and this song really spoke to me when I went back to revisit it while planning this show. So it spoke to me, so now I'm letting it speak to you, and hopefully you enjoy it as much as I did. Following Beck, we had a group called Yellow Fever. They hailed out of Austin, Texas, and I believe I shared a show with them at some point here in Brooklyn. I'm not exactly sure when. But Yellow Fever were doing a song called Donovan. I'm not sure if it's about a cat or if it's about the human. Either way, Donovan is a great person. Donovan could be a great cat. And I really liked this song, and so I figured I'd share that little snippet of anti-folk with you. And following Yellow Fever, we had Matt Pond, PA, doing Claire off of the Emblems album, which was released in 2004. I had the pleasure of seeing Matt Pond, PA, more than once up in Rochester, and it was always just a really beautiful and lovely show. And if you like what you heard, Matt Pond had said he was retiring from making music, but he lied, and he is still making music. So you can find all of his current music on every streaming platform, and you can find his older music on those platforms as well. I personally would recommend this early 2000s time frame. There's about three albums that were released in a row that are all just really, really great listening. Following Matt Pond PA, we had another underrated band, and I know I'm not the only one that says that. This is The Realistics doing their song Apartment 2 from their album Real People Are Overrated. So I guess The Realistics are not real people, but they are realistic about it. And The Realistics hailed out of New York. In fact, our very own Swivs was and is a member of The Realistics. So please, guys, play another show because I want to see it. Following The Realistics, we had Les Sexerinos, a band that I have played before on this show, and they made a big splash. So I took the CD out again, and this time I decided to play The Way That You Work. This is off of their 14 Frenzied Shakers CD. Les Sexerinos hail out of Montreal, Canada, and of course, featured the one and only Mark Sultan on drums, and I just found out tonight, also featured Ray Vuccino, who is now in the band Pi Pi, who, if you happened to be at Gonerfest, you would have seen. And if you were not at Gonerfest, you should go listen to Pi Pi, because I think you would enjoy them. All right, closing off that set, we had a band that I used to love to see. They hail from Providence, Rhode Island, and they are entitled The Amazing Royal Crowns. The song that you heard was Swimming in Drinks. And at a time when there was so much of retro culture being put into pop culture and pop music, swing, jazz, rockabilly, all of these things, I feel like The Amazing Royal Crowns did it in a way that was very unique and very interesting. It was still accessible, but it was also not pandering. So if you like what you hear or heard on that song, I can't say anything more than to go and pick up all three of their albums from Discogs, or even just go and listen to them on streaming. But they really are worth that effort. We are nearing the end of the show, but before we get there, I just want to give a shout out to Mom Wig and her fantastic drop-in from this past Saturday. I was unable to be a part of the comments boards because I was out with a friend of mine, but I just wanted to extend my appreciation to her. And while I'm at it, I also want to extend my appreciation and gratitude towards all of the moms here at the station, whether you are a DJ or the mom of a DJ. We all love and appreciate you so much. So thank you. On to the last song. If you are a keen listener, you may have heard me mention college radio earlier on in this show. When I was in school, I had a show, and I also did some music directing at the same station. And I used to open my show with the song I am closing us out with tonight every week. And even with that being the most played song on this CD, it still plays fantastically and sounds great. So until June, have a great night, everyone, and I'm going to leave us with the Ramones and We Want the Airwaves.
WFMU.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music!
Jezebel, it was you.